Carl and Patty Sloan have lived 23 years in the house they built outside of Avon, but the storms heavily damaged that home. Portions of the roof were blown off, and a garage was destroyed. A bridge from a nearby creek is now tangled in downed trees on their property. Patty says the pair barely had enough time to get to the basement and avoid shards of shattering glass, but she's thankful they made it through the scary experience.
Shaky, sad, but we're alive. That's the most important thing.
Patty says the fire department and neighbors came right after to help with the cleanup and fix anything they can on the house. The Sloans plan to repair their home, but they say the work will take at least a few months. There was also tornado damage in McDonough County, though it could have been worse. Rich Egger has that part of the story.
Sheriff Rick Van Broeker says the tornado touched down east of Good Hope, made a straight path toward Walnut Grove, then went back into the clouds. Van Broeker says a handful of homes sustained damage and several outbuildings were destroyed. But he says residents had time to take shelter and no one was injured.
I think people took it seriously and I think we were lucky.
Lucky how?
More houses were more seriously damaged. The ones that were damaged, I think the people were lucky that were in the house that weren't injured. So some luck was involved too.
Van Broeker says the storm also damaged the roof on West Prairie North Elementary School in Good Hope, but the day's classes ended several hours before the storm struck. Van Broeker says his deputies trailed the storm so they could help people whose homes were damaged, and he says people were quick to help neighbors who suffered damage. The tornado was also being tracked by storm chasers. One of them is meteorology professor Tom Williams of Western Illinois University. Williams says he and other storm chasers were watching two storms Tuesday.
There was a storm in front that had come up from Bowen, Carthage, and a second storm that was further behind it. And one of the stranger things I've seen, all of a sudden, it's like those two storms just merged very suddenly. And right in front of us, about 2 miles to the west, a wall cloud formed. And within 5 to 10 minutes, it had developed into a very large rotating wall cloud that, as you would say, went into beast mode.
What else did you see with this beast, this tornado?
Well, the beast we're describing is the rapidly rotating wall cloud, and this is the best storm structure that I've seen. So it's the best looking storm that I've seen in McDonough County.
And is it the best you've ever seen? I know you go around the country looking for storms.
No, that. If you've ever seen a stacked supercell in the plains, it's like imagine taking like 5 dinner plates and stacking them on one another and it's all rotating. That's a stacked supercell. And that will not necessarily produce a tornado. But for locally, to have that kind of storm structure where it is so well defined, so clearly defined, and then to have it, you know, produce a tornado, it was fortunately would have been a very weak tornado, so it didn't do a whole lot of damage, and obviously there were no injuries or deaths that I heard about. But for the storm chaser, it's all about picking a target area, and then you go visual, and then you pick, okay, where do we need to be? And you're trying to position yourself safely so that you got good road options in all directions. And we were very happy with where we were, and we could get to where we could see.
The atmospheric conditions on Tuesday, I take it those were the type of conditions that might produce this type of storm. What were those atmospheric conditions?
And you got to understand the calendar. Very impressive for mid-March. We had dew point temperatures of 60 degrees. So dew point is a measure of the amount of moisture in the air. And on top of that, we had temperatures in the mid-70s. So it's like 74 over 60, which for mid-March is very impressive. Then we had very strong winds at the surface from the southeast and at upper levels from the southwest or west. And that difference between those two wind directions is wind shear. So you got to have wind shear, because wind shear is what causes the air to rotate. And so shear was like 60. Instability, we measure it with a parameter called CAPE, stands for convective available potential energy, better known in the trade as CAPE. CAPE was over 2,000. Those are very impressive numbers, especially for mid-March. And then helicity is a measure of the spin in the atmosphere. And we had pretty good helicity with this storm as well. So all the parameters were indicating a definite severe weather outbreak. So for Illinois in mid-March, that's pretty good.
Western Illinois University meteorology professor Tom Williams has driven hundreds of miles to chase tornadoes. This time, he was able to stay in the Macomb area and wait for the storms to come to him. Rich Egger reporting.